earthquake that has already happened and some real numbers. In China, more than 50,000 people are dead, nearly 30,000 are still missing, and 5 million people are homeless. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Chengdu, China. Anthony, is there still a search and rescue operation going on, or have Chinese officials moved on?
Rescue operations are continuing, but they've already scaled them back. Yesterday, rescue workers managed to save a woman who was trapped in a tunnel under a collapsed hydropower plant. She had survived for 9 days. Today, they did not find anybody. So gradually, yes, the government is shifting its focus to treating the roughly 300,000 people who were injured in the earthquake and dealing with the housing for the roughly 5 million local residents who are homeless. They're still very short of tents and supplies. People have been surviving on instant noodles for many days, and clearly they're getting pretty sick of those.
And a national mourning period there just ended. Did a lot of people there see it? And how did they see it, if they did?
Yes, for 3 days, there was no entertainment on TV or in different communities. There were books for people to write their condolences in at embassies, Chinese embassies all over the world. I think most people responded to this very positively. A lot of people said that China's leadership picked up on what was a very popular suggestion on the internet, and it helped to reinforce what these leaders have been saying now for several years, which is that they want to put people first. And a very interesting sign of how people took this was that there was some criticism on the internet. In fact, there was a video in which one young woman criticized the mourning period because she was not able to go online and play games. And instantly, there was an internet witch hunt in which this complaining woman was hunted down, and actually the police eventually arrested her. So it seems, in other words, to have had a sort of unifying effect, and it was very useful in focusing the attention on people's grief and letting them vent for a while.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Madeline.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Chengdu, China.